The framing of these scenes is so fun because it draws attention to the tension between Lorelai and Emily, as well as gives subtle nods to their power dynamic. We talked a bit about this before. When you're framing anything center, off-center, putting specific things in a frame when you've got this wide space, you're trying to draw attention to it. Because they could have chosen to do this scene where we're cutting back and forth and we've got the over-the-shoulder dynamics. But in this way, we're really seeing how much space Emily is taking up emotionally, physically. Emily takes up so much space in this frame. Originally, my thought was that it's because she has such power over Lorelai, and I think that's a bit of it. But I think in the way that you could read this now, and maybe not then, is that there's this giant space of shadow in which Emily casts over Lorelai's life, because Lorelai hasn't fully dealt with it. And in this way, we're seeing full lighting. You're not seeing actual shadow, but Emily is constantly taking up the most space. Lorelai is trapped in the smaller area, whether or not that's visually on the screen here. We see it later when she's on the couch next to her mother. Emily knows her presence, and Lorelai might not be visibly shrinking in as much as Rory is when she's sitting with her grandfather, but she still doesn't feel like she can equally sit in her mother's space and be comfortable with it. Currently doing my rewatch of Gilmore Girls season 1. So if you want to follow along, make sure you double tap this video and hit that follow button so you don't miss the next installment.